Please be advised that this episode of Petty Crime South Africa contains reminders of our bad taste in music when we were younger and also very strong language.
I was trying to throw my drink in someone's face and I accidentally threw the phone instead. None of my phones will truly ever be mine while I live in South Africa.
I'm just asking you to please return, Wayleen.
No, you know what, you can go and fuck yourself, actually.
Violence. Armed robbery. Assault. Hijacking. All words too common in the South African lexicon. So much so that they cast the spotlight away from indiscretions that go unnoticed, lurking in the shadows of society's most pestilent underworld. I want to meet the forgotten victims of heinous acts of inconvenience. Join me, a professional amateur sleuth, as we try to solve the cases that plague ordinary hard-working people and also trust fund beneficiaries. And maybe we can close this chapter of trauma on their lives. My name is Phil DeLange, and this is Petty Crime South Africa. Of all the items stolen from South Africans by South Africans, the mobile phone is probably the first thing that comes to mind. According to police reports, 189 cell phones are stolen every day. Over 400,000 cell phones have been reported stolen since 2017 alone. I heard from Wayleen, who, as a victim, has contributed significantly to this number.
Fortunately, you are talking to me on a cell phone. What does it feel like to have one?
You know, I try not to get too attached, because as soon as it's like a dog or something when you name it, and then if it's not yours yet, don't get too attached. And none of my phones will truly ever be mine while I live in South Africa. I'm just holding them temporarily for whoever steals it next. You know, after your phone gets stolen, it kind of becomes, or lost, whatever, it becomes the priority of the night. Like, once your phone is gone, that's your night. Your night is gone. The person you were 5 minutes ago is gone. You're another phone down. You're a new person.
How many phones would you say you have owned in your life?
Maybe 12 or 13.
And how many of those phones were taken from your ownership without your consent?
11 or 12.
So essentially at least 95%, all of them.
Yes.
It seems normal for an adult to have owned 12 cell phones in their life. But for 95% of those phones to have been stolen is staggeringly high. What could have caused Wayleen to have become the most unlucky cell phone owner in this country? As I investigated and tried to find out, one theory could have been that she was experiencing karmic justice for one particular irresponsible act.
And there's a club in Potchefstroom, it's called MVP, and I accidentally threw it into the crowd. And no one ever stole it, we just never found it, because it was ringing for like a week. I was trying to throw my drink in someone's face and I accidentally threw the phone instead.
What kind of phone was this?
I'm not sure. It was still the same. This was back in, this must have been 2014, 15. So, no, definitely not 14. So 15, 16. So what phone was I doing? I need to track back the thefts and, you know, to figure out which one it was. So after that one, I know I got the Alcatel. So that must have been a Samsung something. Something S. Maybe an S3. Yes, S3 or 4. It was an S3 or 4. Samsung S3.
What was the most audacious theft of a cell phone that you've experienced?
It must have been the most recent one, which was also the most heartbreaking one, was my iPhone 12. That one kind of broke my heart because I'm still paying it off. So I bought it on contract. So I got myself one of those moon bags, you know, the ones that you can kind of have on the front of your chest. Yeah, so it's like, no one will ever steal a phone from me ever again. I figured it out, because if it's in front of me all the time, then I know what it is, right? And I was also like, I'm going to turn it off when I don't need it and stuff, just so that, you know, I'm not pulling out my phone to take snaps or Instagrams and stuff like that. Like, it's in my bag the whole time.
Any security measure that she may have taken would have proved to be futile.
Cool. I have a great evening. I was dancing, having fun. Now it comes time to go home and request an Uber. I open my zip. I'm trying to reach for my phone. And I'm just grabbing air. And I can't understand why. Because my phone is supposed to be there for. It had gone nowhere. And I can't understand because I had not even opened the zip. Like, this, how did this happen? And I inspect my bag, and someone had used a scalpel to slip open the bottom. And that just impressed me while angering me at the same time. And that's when I realized I will never outsmart Joba criminals. They win, I lose.
How sure are you that it was a scalpel that was used?
I don't know. I just feel like the cut was so clean. The cut was so clean and so thin. It must have been some like very sharp type of slicing.
Do you think it's possible? Because I've heard of a lot of unemployed doctors. Would it have been a desperate doctor who needed a cell phone?
I'll have to go make some turns around emergency rooms. I'll get back to you on that one.
Look, part of what I do is I try to help victims of crime establish who might have been the perpetrators. So I'm just trying to give you options here. I am an investigator after all. As we continued the investigation, I found out that Waylene remembers a particular incident from her high school days in Namibia, something that may have been the source of her bad luck.
The summer of 2006, someone stole my Hannah Montana Best of Both Worlds double discs CDs out of my bag. It was the worst day of my life. I went to report it, and my teacher told me, well, you shouldn't have been listening and bringing music to school in the first place. And that's kind of where it all went wrong for me.
Since the theft of her Hannah Montana Best of Both Worlds double CD, Waylene's luck seems to have gone down. If I could find the Hannah Montana Best of Both Worlds double CD, perhaps I could break the curse. What is it that Hannah Montana meant to you?
She meant everything, Phil. She is the blueprint to what the American dream, what the universal girl dream is. Every girl dreams to be a rock star, but also just the girl next door. I want to hang with my friends. She paved the way for a generation.
And she can obviously also afford lots of cell phones.
She had lots of cell phones.
Do you have any idea of who it might have been that would have stolen your Hannah Montana CD?
I could never prove it, but I had a friend, Maureen, and she once borrowed my Nelly Furtado CD and never gave it back. And that was, so number one, you know, previous crimes type of thing. Then secondly, when High School Musical came out, she pretended like she didn't even like Hannah Montana anymore. And I knew she did. So I think she kind of just, jealousy. It was crazy times back in the day. Some would even say it was worse than the East Coast, West Coast beefs they have in the States.
If I were to contact Maureen and cross-examine her, would you be able to put me in touch with her?
I should check. We're probably friends on Facebook.
I have my ways of tracking down people, so we can make a plan.
Hello.
Hello, Maureen, how are you?
I'm well, thanks. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Maureen, you don't know me, but my name is Phil.
Okay.
I managed to get your contact details through a mutual friend of yours.
Okay. What is this about?
I just have a few questions, if you don't mind. I am a private investigator, and I'm investigating an incident that would have happened in the year 2006.
Excuse me, what is this about? I don't have time for this right now.
I won't take up too much of your time. I just have a few questions, if that's okay. Did you go to high school in Windhoek?
I don't know what this is about, so I can't speak right now. Goodbye. Hello.
Hi, Maureen. It's me again.
Yes. What can I do for you?
I'm sorry. I think something happened to the line there. It seems like it just cut out. As I said, I just have a few questions.
Mm-hmm.
Did you go to high school in Windhoek in 2006?
Yes, I did.
Do you remember a friend of yours named Waylene?
Yes.
Do you by any chance remember borrowing a Nelly Furtado CD that she had?
I might have, probably. Why?
Are you by any chance a Hannah Montana fan, or were you a Hannah Montana fan?
I don't know where you're going with this, but yes.
Maureen, did you steal Waylene's Hannah Montana Best of Both Worlds double CD?
Excuse me?
I don't know if you heard me. I asked you if you stole Waylene's Hannah Montana Best of Both Worlds double CD.
Why would I have to steal a CD?
Because you didn't have one of your own.
No, this is ridiculous. I never stole her CD. What are you talking about?
You admitted to having taken Waylene's Nelly Furtado CD when I asked you.
Yes, but now you asked me if I borrowed it.
Did
not
you
if I took it.
Did you return it?
I'm sure.
Well, according to my client, you didn't return it.
Client, your client being all Waylene?
Yes.
No, that's absolute rubbish. I'm so sorry. I never stole her CD. That's ridiculous.
You notice how you said you didn't not return it?
I said I should have. I can't remember.
So you're saying there's a chance that you might have kept the Nelly Furtado CD? Which means...
Why would I keep a CD?
Because you didn't have one of your own, and you got it for free.
Well, I borrowed it from her. I'm sure I must have returned it. Why would I steal it? Hello?
Yes, I'm here. I just don't have an answer
to
your question.
No, exactly. I don't have an answer to your question either. This is rubbish.
Maureen, I'm just really trying to get to the bottom of this. You know, you haven't actually denied...
Get to the bottom of what? Get to the bottom of what? Because I feel like you're wasting my time.
I'm just asking you to please return Waylene's...
No, you know what? You can go and fuck yourself, actually.
Since publishing this investigation, Waylene has since informed me that Maureen blocked her on all social media platforms. She told me this on email with the closing line, "Oh, by the way, my phone got stolen, so if you need to get hold of me, please email." If you find yourself on the unlucky end of petty crime in any way, maybe I can help. If you need me to investigate your case, please change your Wi-Fi network name to "I Need Help Crime Daddy Boss," and hopefully I might find your cryptic message by chance if I'm ever looking for free Wi-Fi. Petty Crime South Africa is brought to you by All Ears FM and is a production produced by production specialist Phil DeLange, written by Phil DeLange, with special investigations from Phil DeLange. Petty Crime South Africa. Real people, petty crimes.